So I'm here with Dune, and I caught up with her after her cold water swim at the Lido and her shower. She's fully dressed, I might add, putting cream on her face. Dune, you are the lucky owner of Rocky, who I just met earlier on. Tell me how you got Rocky.
Rocky the rescue puppy, the rescue Staffordshire Bull Terrier. I was thinking about getting a dog. I've got 3 kids and I've been saying no for 15 years. I went down to Hastings. I swim in the sea all winter. So I went round to Hastings, had a swim, and then I was walking in this big, beautiful place called the Fire Hills, but I'm, you know, without a dog. And I was thinking, what am I doing? I'm always in the country. I'm always by the sea and I should have a dog. So I just got this paper called the Hastings something. And I phoned up, the first number I phoned up, she said, well, miraculously, we've got a puppy, which we don't normally get with Staffies. Battersea Dogs Home is full of slightly traumatised Staffies. Hello. You can't talk because I'm recording. But you can get...
This is Anne who's just come in.
You can get undressed. Talk about my Staffie. So I phoned her up and she said, yes, I've got a little boy. And I said, I need a puppy because I've got a cat. And also I need to train a puppy because I've got a 6-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. So I went and met Rocky in the snow in the back of a car. And he'd just been sick and he just looked so thin and so ill. And it was just like, just heartbreaking. Uh-huh. But I couldn't have him for 2 weeks. Okay. So I was working full on. And I thought, I can't get a puppy and be at work. So I had a good think about it. And I wavered a bit. It's quite a big commitment.
Yeah.
Another heartbeat in the house.
Yeah.
Someone else to feed. My little one's just growing up. I'm thinking, why have I tied myself to a dog? So anyway, I brought him back, and 2 weeks later, we put him in a little Santa suit, put him under the tree at the end of the garden, and then told my daughter to go and have something for her.
Lovely.
So she loves him. So he's great. I've had him for a month. He just wants to please. He does not want to go back where he... If I raise my voice, he runs into his cage. So you can't get cross with him.
Yeah,
it's really sweet.
Yeah.
He's had a bad experience. Now he's... Oh my God, he's like, please don't ever leave me.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
It's lovely that you've done something like that as well and helped the dog.
Why have I done that? I don't know.
Well, you know why. But so that's very interesting and very nice.
The bad thing is, I found out, is that they don't like water. And he hates coming out in the rain.
Right.
And I'm like, but you've got to come in the sea. And I'm a fish. I'll swim anywhere.
Yeah.
There's a puddle, I'll get in it.
Okay.
So if I go for hikes, I always swim wherever water is there. So Rocky's got to learn to come in. So I've been slightly throwing him into ponds and going, it's nice.
How does he react to that?
He hates it.
Oh, poor dog.
But he might grow to love it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And now briefly, you also mentioned earlier, not on tape yet, but we're going to have you on tape, that you actually were part of a relay team to swim the channel. Very briefly, tell me your experience on that.
Yes. 8 years ago, I did a channel crossing with so there were 6 of us. There were 3 paratroopers and... 3 actresses, which is hysterical, and we were training at Brockwell. I didn't really, and then when we came here to train with the army guys
here at the Lido,
yeah, that's where I met the trainer, and I was just on the reserve team. But one of the army guys got an ear infection, so suddenly I was in it. Yes, it was one of the kind of most challenging experiences, apart from labour. But there was no baby at the end of it. It was all this pain. But I felt very, very proud. But I don't feel the need to do anything heroic like that. But it did get me into coming here. And it got me into cold water, slightly colder. Because then we did the winter championships. We all went to Ulu in the Arctic and took part in the winter swim. So now I'm just a bit of I will get in any water anywhere.
Yeah.
But I did that in my life before. But coming here is brilliant because it's normally so empty.
Right. Will you compete at the championships?
I won't be here. Unfortunately, I kind of live by the sea as well. So I live in Hastings.
Okay.
So my daughter's 16. So I'm having a party for her. So I can't come that weekend.
Okay. Well,
but
we'll
I did
miss
it last
you.
Year. Yeah, but I think it'll be amazing. I love the synchronized swimming.
Yes,
do you wear the flower hats? Are you one of the girls?
No, I haven't worn the flower hats, no.
You've been invited to be one of the girls.
Haven't you? Oh, dear. Well, anyway, look, thank you very much for this insight. Have a lot of fun with Rocky, which I'm sure you will. And see you around again here.
Around, yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
What's your name?
My name's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.